This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. We are 12 days away from Christmas, and I'll tell you what, it's time for our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest right here at 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest.
I don't have this.
You have it. I gave it to you this morning someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
John, we could share.
How come John has two?
He doesn't have two.
This hour's keyword is star.
Ooh.
S-T-A-R. Star.
Star of wonder. Star of life.
No, I was thinking star. That was my
His
horse.
Pony.
That was my pony's name.
Oh, that's right.
Star.
Yeah, I forgot. That's right.
That is an awesome. Star. S-T-A-R. Download the Civic Media app. Find our station and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword star for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
All right, once again, get the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Text the word star for your chance to win. You got till 8 o'clock to text that in. If you're listening right now and you never played along, it's your shot at $100, so you might as well do it right now.
Right.
And help out Jim and John, because they're in a contest with other Civic Media hosts to find out who's getting the most text.
Yeah. And
get the app, text the word star before 8 o'clock for your next chance to win. You got to listen in at 11 o'clock with Jane Matinera and Greg Bach.
I'm still stung. I think stung is the best word for our contest the other night.
Yeah.
So
we
bartended. Mark, at
I missed it. I was ringing bells with my family.
Oh, well, that's cool. We got Salvation Army coming in next week. I saw that on the calendar, which would be great. That's a great thing to do. Yep. That is so much fun, and that's great to do as a family.
Yeah, next year I'm coming for you guys. We'll ring bells over lunch hour.
All right.
I'll do that.
All right. We'll do that. Anyway, so we bartended at Zambaldi's, which was kind of an easier place.
I want to do that for a side gig.
She asked us. She offered us a job, too.
I really enjoyed that.
Because it's
welcoming.
And I got
welcoming
good.
Or bartending?
No,
a little of both.
Well, John was just sitting around drinking up the profits. I was actually working the crowd. I walked around the bar, found an empty glass, filled it up, and I was working the crowd. John was selling books, but that's fine, John. As long as you were happy.
So
we raised money, and we were $1 for every pint, and then $1 for every flight that we sold went to the Alzheimer's Association. Plus, we had two jars, tip jars, one with John's picture on and one with my picture on. And at the end of the evening, we both had to leave because we both had something to do that night. So we didn't count our tips, but somebody did, and they reported the winnings this morning.
Yeah.
And
I'm asking for a little bit of a recount. There were some issues. I had $214.50 in tips. Jim had $269.60 in tips.
Isn't that amazing? But that's in 3 hours.
It's a lot.
Just think if somebody, if we got to keep those, or if somebody got, maybe the tips aren't that good when there's not that. But still, I mean, $100 tips.
They're still very generous people. It that way.
It was awesome.
Very generous.
Anyway, I'm sure if you guys worked there, you'd probably pull in triple a night.
There you go.
Yeah. I want to do that because I've always wanted to own a little bar. I always wanted to own just a little corner neighborhood bar. Okay? I always have. I still might. And I thought that was a really good experience last night. And I don't want to make mixed drinks.
Right. It's
not
15 beers, and they have old fashions on tap.
Ooh.
So all you do is fill a glass with ice, and you serve it. And I think I want to work there during the draft. I want to bartend during the draft. I was thinking of going to the Northland, but they have all those are fancy drinks. This thing here is that 15 beers. And I think we could do something
but
really cool.
These people
know
are
their beer
aficionados.
Yeah, they are. But I think what we should do at that place is open the doors on both sides of the place and say, this is the real draft beer. Like the draft,
like
you know,
that.
With the wind coming through.
I like that. Because they got garage doors.
They
so
do.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I like that.
That's
a lot.
Great place to go.
Yes. The best draft in Green Bay, although it's Alloway, but we can say something like that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I thought you were kind of, because Alloway people couldn't vote for you.
Hey, I remember telling, for
they
years,
tried,
hey, for years, you know what? I was that guy with Jim because I used to host his reelection parties. Okay. For years, I told him, well, I sure voted for you, Jim. I sure. He goes, where do you live? I go, Alloway. He goes, no, you didn't.
People say that all the time. I did. They voted for you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, where you live. Yeah. And Garland, you don't really live in my district. That's okay. Thanks for saying that.
Mark Hughes at Bell Sports Medicine in the house. How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Hey,
great.
I'll tell you what. We had a great group of Bayport football players at our show yesterday. And, like, literally a couple of those guys were the size of what used to be Packer players.
Yep.
But what a good bunch of young gentlemen and everything. And, people don't, if you're going to play a high school sport these days, you got to have it pretty much all together because it's so much more something versus when we didn't have off-season conditioning. We didn't have weight rooms. We didn't have any. And these kids, like the coach said, I think those were all seniors he brought in yesterday. But, so those guys are done unless they're going to college. But the grind in the weight rooms and everything, start real soon, if not now, right, Mark?
Yeah, and Coach Jorgensen.
And nobody sees that part. Like I said, the games under the lights are fun. The real work is 9 months of work.
Yeah, so what did they get done 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago? And they're going to jump back in and do an off season, and it's during it's mornings. It's during the day they're lifting. Some of those kids probably are playing hockey and basketball. So now you still got to do that, or wrestling. And then I think you jump to next summer. Bayport, those kids are there from 6 to 10, they got multiple classes, multiple weightlifting classes, great weight room, and just engaged to get those kids in. You got to get bigger, faster, stronger.
But the other thing, I asked the coach during the break, and he said, these kids are good students.
Correct.
Which was very cool to hear, because, sometimes, it becomes their life. But but he just said, they didn't give their ACT scores. I'm glad they didn't. John and I would have felt, But he said these are really good kids. And I just want to give a plug for Notre Dame, who also won their championship in their division. There's some of them serving meals at the homeless shelter last night. And it's like, you guys, you won. I'm talking about that. But I just think that's like really good on the school's part and on the parents' part that these kids are so well-rounded.
Jim, I think you bring up a great point. So there's the sport, and it's staying prepared for the sport. But some of these kids, they do all these extra things, serving the homeless.
Right.
They're on, AP classes.
Oh, I told Jim yesterday. There's a kid. I bet some of these kids, because Jim talked to the one big guy, I can't think of his name, is going to North Dakota.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet you he's got like 15 credits of AP.
You just tell.
These kids really prepare for college.
They're not
now.
Just, most of these kids are not just skirting by.
Right.
And honestly, if you're probably just skirting by, you may have to really look and say, hey, what am I not doing?
Right.
Because it's, there's a whole range of kids, but. There's a lot of kids that are just doing, not just to get by, they're doing so many things for their advancement.
And I think in the old days, and I think the coach may have been a little bit more just focused on his lane. And I think that coach yesterday, first time I met him, but he sure talked like he was very concerned about the overall the character of the kid. And he goes, these are good students and they get involved. I'm like, that's awesome that you're doing that. You can't get anything better, right?
Well, and I think these kids, when you get kids like that, I think it helps out with your success of your program. It's that commitment that they're committing off season, they're committing in preseason, in season, football. It's not just I'm gonna show up for 2 hours in practice, and we show up on a Friday night, and we know what's going on.
And we put a little pressure on them, saying that, I know you guys realize this, but you guys are role models, even at 18, 19, or 17. What, 17? And people. Fourth and fifth graders are going to look up to them. And, if they're smoking weed and getting in trouble or if they're working at the homeless shelter, it's like, wow, that's what I want to be.
A lot of these programs, and they do it, when they go to state, but they walk through the elementary school.
Yeah.
And they, when they leave and like you said, you got that third grader looking up at these kids. And some may never say a word, but it's kind of like, man, that's pretty cool.
Right.
They go and to the youth football programs or youth basketball or dance programs, and they help out.
Yeah.
Give back. That's one awesome opportunity.
I just want to say one thing. You want to know a group that's underrated as far as academically, and in my era would be just the opposite. I remember asking, I think it was Mark Mazzolini or Tim Coughlin, one of the college hockey coaches. I said, in my day, hockey players are kind of the rougher guys and whatever, and they were the ones that would party most and do whatever. But these kids are going to like Harvard's. and the Michigans and the Yales. I go, how do they? He says, you'd be surprised. These kids, they got it together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that is. I just, the Kiefer Sykes used to play basketball. I ran into him at a some youth camp, and he was teaching kids. It was at the Resch Center at the Brown County Arena. It was just like a youth weekend for, I don't know, different activities. And he was teaching kids just how to shoot basketball. I kind of got to know him a little bit. That was a good guy. I actually gave him a key to the city. He was such a good example.
When he signed his first NBA contract where he was up with the Indiana Pacers, you want to know what the first thing he did with his paycheck? Gave it to his mom to buy coats for kids in Chicago.
See, I believe that's right. What a role model. And he wasn't doing that for that limelight. No. He was the real kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's something was instilled in me, you know, that it was, again, ringing bells for Salvation Army.
By the way, read this text here.
How simple is that?
Read this. This is to you, Mark. You got a text. Can you read it?
He didn't have his glasses on.
I'll read it. Hey, Mark, the Wednesday Walkers group from Ashwaubenon wants to serve monthly meals at NEW homeless shelter. Nice meeting you, Patty.
So what it was I rang bells, and there was a group of females and males, a lot of females, that were part of the Wednesday Walker Club through the village of Ashwaubenon. And I didn't even know anything about this, but they said now, and this is a great call out, they walked a lot through Tettletown because that pavement, they've got heating coils underneath.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about snow or ice.
Right.
So 9 to 10 on every Wednesday. It was awesome to see all these ladies and guys ringing bells yesterday. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago. 2 days ago, they did a great job. But it's just a great call out of if you're looking to walk, get a hold of the village of Ashwaubenon. You got to sign a waiver, and then they meet in different areas. But they said a lot of times during the winter, they go over there to Tettletown because you don't have to worry about the snow and ice. It was just an opportunity. And so it'd be great. I mean, I think it's, are so many, again, we talk about young kids. There's also a lot of, it doesn't matter if you're 40, 50, tired, but if you give back to your community and just give, I mean, that's another one, you know, go and serve at the community shelter.
Yeah.
What an awesome opportunity.
And two things with that. I mean, it's great to give back, but it's also, it's great to have that social interaction with other people, be it your age or younger age. Like last night we had some older people. We had obviously these kids from Notre Dame too. And I just think that's healthy to get out and talk to people besides do the labor. I mean, we need that too. We need people to make the food and serve the food. But this is just, and that's what makes Green Bay work. Yeah. You know,
I've done it every year. My son and wife, we did it the same night. Everyone gave me a bad time because they're like, you're ringing bells again? I'm like, yeah, it was a lot during that day. But all you gotta do is ring a bell. You're bringing money for the community.
Yep.
All right, we got Mark Houston in the house. Scott Bensey from the Green Bay Press Gazette will be joining us. Gary Gresh, St. Norbert College. They're having another nice season. Wow. Daryl Thompson, former Packer running back, will be joining us on our Football Friday from Burkle's One Block Over. Dennis from the Glam Band and Paul Hanna, Heights Pub and Parlor. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a chilly Friday morning, but the forecast looks good for the weekend. Got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark, we're talking a little bit about, you know, walking indoors. There are some people that are still pretty, you know, determined. I'm walking. It's 30 below. I'm still going to do my whatever, whatever. Now, I was reading the thing yesterday, how quickly you can get frostbite on an exposed piece of your flesh. No matter how tough you are, no matter what shape you're in, that freezing cold doesn't matter. You show me a picture of your wife's hand or something.
Yeah, I mean, and she's got Raynaud's. And
what does that mean?
Raynaud's is a circulation. So, she used to do running, or she'd be outside. You know, it's not like it's bitter cold. She could have it at, you know, 10 degrees, 20 degrees. And it's just circulation, so her fingers get very cold white.
Because I got that one time pumping gas way back in the time. Half my finger turned white.
Yeah, Raynaud's is a, you know. So you can be put on a medication that sometimes can help, you know, increase your blood circulation. But sometimes people just have to deal with it. They have to wear, you know, again, wearing mittens instead of gloves. So your fingers stay together.
Hey, Peter Flukey. Yeah. We got to hear from Peter because he came that to our event at Zambaldi's, and he was going to be going someplace yesterday morning on his bike.
Because his wife was taking the car or something. He said, I'm going to take my bike.
So he was going to go buy goggles so he didn't freeze his eyes.
I was saying, so, you know, it's nose, it's face, it's everything. I mean, that's why when you get these bitter colds and then now you ride a bike, it's going to, your nose and your eyes are, it's going to hurt.
Some people ride bikes
a lot
in the summer.
Most.
Hey, Mark. Okay, we got, we get the holidays coming up.
Yep.
And let's be honest, you got to enjoy the holidays. You got to enjoy the get-togethers. You got to eat. You got to whatever.
We put a pause on the
That's good. Say, give us some advice for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I think it's
without taking away the tradition of all the nice food and people prepare and whatever.
It is, and it's I think it's moderation, but it's probably I'm going to go and have a drink. I'm going to go and, grab a few snacks. Sometimes it's a matter of when you're doing it. You go to an event, grab them on the front end, not at 9:30 when you're leaving, Or then coming home and saying, I'm going to throw in a just a small pizza. And now I'm going to eat a pizza.
Yeah. My name is Jim.
I tell you, I think these holiday parties.
How often have you done that?
No, these holiday parties, there are healthy things there, too.
There are.
Like, I don't think anybody eats them, but you gotta bring out the fruit. You gotta bring out the veggies. We have some very lean meat that people could eat if they're.
I was at a party last night. One of our leaders had his Christmas party, and they had a lot of healthy stuff. I knew I was also at an event at Howard Schwamico, so I was being fed there, and they provided a wonderful meal. So it is. It's just a matter of when you eat and how much you eat.
Yeah.
And we all know. I mean. Next week I'll bring in, you guys get John will probably know this, Pizzelli cookies.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I make Pizzelli cookies.
Do you keep them in a coffee can? My grandma used to make them, they keep them in a coffee can.
And I'll bring them in these plastic.
Because they're like the size of the coffee can.
If my wife was here, she'd be rolling her eyes because she finally got them to me to put them in this little plastic and wrap them up. So I'll bring you them. But everyone will say, are they healthy? I just look and go, yes.
Sure.
It's basically
not
fried bread.
Yeah. It's just so.
And sugar. My grandma, we used to call them grustily. And we'd only have them at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom mom started the tradition many, many years ago. And we'd do them for all the teachers. And so I'll spend Sunday in the house making Pizzellis.
Okay. Let me ask you this, though, Mark. So a lot of people, I'm just saying myself. It's like, I'm not going to hold back. You got to enjoy the whatever. So it's start of the new year. Boy, I'm starting this program. Why do so many times, what does that fail? You know what I mean? When it's like, boy, January 2nd, I'm giving her and I'm going to do this for the year. Why do so many times does that fail?
I think two things. I think this is big. We live in Wisconsin. On January 1st, it's not usually that warm. So you say you get out there one day and then you're like, I'm not going outside. And I give credit to all of these ladies and guys from Ashwaubenon that said, they walk and they said they do it outside. And I think it's awesome. But you do have to be careful. You don't want to you don't promote slips and falls. Now, with that being said, I think it's the same thing when it doesn't matter if you're starting a diet, just starting to work out. It's tough you have to fight through that first day, second day, the fifth day. I think sometimes you get past that first week or that second week, you're like, I'm doing pretty well. But also, don't bite off, don't say I'm going to go walk 5 miles right away. That's not going to happen. It's like start with a mile. Start with walking around the block and just seeing how you do.
And I think when we talked to this coach, Kathy, who's been on here, and we gave her that name. She's not a life coach. She should be.
Oh, my gosh.
But she, it was just the intake. She exercises. She walks
a lot. I don't remember how much.
235. And that's what she's going to level off. And
how much she lost.
She lost. In 2 years.
That's awesome.
That's not a long time.
Awesome.
If you think about, we've been on a show for a year and a half. And she feels great. She just loves it. And no drugs, no surgery, no whatever. Just discipline. But the point I wanted to make was it was on the intake. She just really cleaned the refrigerator out, cleaned out the cabinets and said, look, this is what I'm going to start putting in there. And if it's there.
But she walks a lot.
She does walk a lot.
Yeah. But you guys are talking about, I think it starts of what you're putting in there. If I'm a child and I'm doing it, but mom and dad's buying the food all the time, so you have to make a conscious effort of what are you, I think I've told you guys, we stopped buying Diet Coke to the house. I mean, I've just cut out Diet Coke drinking at my house. Because
why?
I think it's just, I think you cut out any sodas.
But isn't diet okay?
It's going to, it's better with water. I'll be honest with you. My wife, she drinks water. Like sometimes I tease her going, I think you drink too much. She doesn't, but water is just better for you. It goes back, John, you also talked about flavoring, and we've talked about that. If you can put in an additive of a flavor, that helps out. But if it's the same thing. So we talk about holidays. Think about if you cut out two extra drinks at one of those functions and you just had water and go water a drink, instead of just going 5-6 drinks, that it's going to save calories.
I'm going to start that the day after your party.
I do have that orange, that stuff that I complained about. I do.
Oh, my God.
And then I get another bottle. He drinks vodka and this Grey Goose, which is expensive, but the same size bottle, the same shape bottle at Costco is the same manufacturer. Did you know that?
So I've heard that. Out of Canada or something?
That's what I got.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is it Kirkland?
Yes.
Alcohol is expensive. I was surprised when I just haven't bought a lot of alcohol
lately.
That's
why I don't drink.
You were half the expense.
All right. Here's a quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Is Scott in the house? Scott Vincey joining us live. Gary Gresh will be joining us. Former Green Bay Packer Daryl Thompson will be joining us. Dennis from the Glam Band. Paul Hanna. Lots of stuff. Stay with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hay.
A man accused of shooting his father 15 times appeared in Outagamie County Court yesterday. 45-year-old Gregory Huedes is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Daniel Huedes in November. Bond was set at $2 million cash.
The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks down the case.
The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. According to the State Department of Justice, Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and Michael Roman collected signatures on fake documents that said Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Prosecutors allege they planned to take that paperwork to Congress to get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes awarded to Trump, even though Biden won the state by 20,000 votes. At first, the three were facing one felony count each, but more charges were filed earlier this week. Now, all three men each face 11 felony counts of forgery, the Dane County Commissioner presiding over the case.
I do find there is probable cause to proceed on the complaint as it's been amended and filed on December 10th, 2024.
After the hearing yesterday, Troupas held a press conference where he accused the attorney general of playing politics and said his professional life was destroyed. The fake elector scheme is more than just Wisconsin. Trump allies are charged with similar crimes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And the defendants settled in a civil case that was filed last year that also included the 10 electors who signed the false paperwork. Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman will have their preliminary hearings in court on January 28th. Each one of those 11 felony counts could carry up to 6 years behind bars. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
All right, don't forget, you've got till 8 o'clock this morning to get that text in for the grown-up gift list with Civic Media and the statewide contest. This hour is your chance to win $100 and also go in the drawing to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list. You can see all those great gifts at civicmedia.us. What do you need to do right now? Download the Civic Media app, right? Choose WGBW or WISS. Text the word STAR That's this hour's word, star, S-T-A-R. Text it in before 8 o'clock for your shot to play along and win. And your next chance to play along is at 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Joining us right now, along with Mark Houston, is Scott Vinci, legendary sports writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Do we have the G-Man on?
I am on, Mino.
Gary Gresh, St. Norbert College, 5-1, is that correct?
It is, it is. Off to a good start.
Nicely done, brother. And you got a game coming up tomorrow?
We do. We have Concordia Chicago at home, 1 o'clock, in the friendly confines.
Nicely done. Mr. Vinci, any comments to Mr. Gresh?
Yeah, I can't believe that his son is already a senior. I know. Because I feel like he was just at Notre Dame, and Gary was looking forward to being able to coach him, and now it's already all
I go. Gary and I talk about this all the time. I go further back. His son was at Resurrection Elementary School, and we'd be saying, like, right now, Mike, let's go back, like, what, 15 years or something like that right now. It'd probably be, like, tonight when they'd be having their Christmas pageant and the singing, and I'd be standing next to Gary and his beautiful wife, okay? And my son, Dom, who's very, you know, just singing nice because he's okay. And Gary's son is up. There was the biggest kid in the school. And he's going like this, star of wonder, star. And making all these movements with his hands. And Gary would be like, knock it off, knock it off. Remember those days, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he got my attention span, unfortunately.
And he learned it from Gary.
Yeah, that was Gary, yeah. G-Mac, how's it going over there, man? You got another great team.
Yeah, we've gotten off to a good start. You know, we challenged ourselves a little bit here with exhibition games and played Green Bay early at St. Thomas early. And then we played other Division III schools, and that's a true litmus test. So we were able to go a little bit on the road early. And then now we have a nice little homestand where we've won a number of games at home and then conference games at home as well, which Saturday's game will be a big conference game coming up. So off to a good start. We had to replace two seniors off of last year's team that were all conference players, Carter Gebler as a point guard, Evan Glazer as a center, and then all those other kids in Garrett's class, Jameson Nikolai, Kyle Krieger, Brant Wilson, Aiden Harrington, all those guys as juniors now stepping into different roles as seniors. So it's taken a little while to kind of find our footing, and then we're also playing some young guys that really – didn't have a lot of experience coming into this year. So we're kind of finding our footing a little bit, gotten those guys some good experience and minutes, and then hopefully just continue to get better.
Pretty good energy at your games. I think they're fun to go to. And does that home court, make a big advantage? Because really the NFL's talking about this. Really, the shines off the Packers on a home field advantage. They just really...
I don't want them to have a home playoff game. I think they play better in warm weather.
probably warm weather or... but
or in a dome, yeah.
Your attendance, it seems to be picking up. I mean, I've been to a few of your games, and you're fun to watch, but just to talk a little bit about playing at Norbert's.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great bargain to begin with. I think it's like $5 for adults and $3 for kids. And then it's very intimate. It's built like a high school gym. The bleachers are right on the floor, so you're very close to the action. You can see and hear just about everything. And then when we get a good home game with the students there, it's really a neat atmosphere for our guys to play in and a nice home court advantage, obviously.
I love the student. We talk about GB,
absolutely,
how it's could be a little bit better.
Need more student support.
But Norbert's, they're kind of living on campus.
Absolutely,
know what I mean?
Just
so
walk
it's,
over.
That's a great evening. Great day, I should say. One o'clock.
You and Gary go way back, don't you, Mark?
We do. Gary was kind of an unofficial roommate at college.
You were an unofficial roommate of me, Mark.
He's passed out. Let him alone. Yeah, we went from having two roommates to five real quick between him and Jeff Norgard. But they were the greatest guys to have.
And did not drink at all in college because Bennett said, don't drink.
No, that never happened one bit. These guys ate healthy and water. They drank water.
Yeah, hey, Gary, you guys never even drank, like, after you guys won the conference championship and were on the way to the NCAAs when you had a little get-together at your place, and I did a live shot with you guys.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I think there's a lot of milk and cookies, maybe some pizza and soda. It was just a good time had by all.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest times of all time. What do you remember that team, Scott, watching these teams with Gary?
Just how, well, first of all, how good defensively they are.
Oh,
right.
Incredible.
But, you know, I was thinking about how fascinating is it that Gary and his wife are both great athletes, great basketball players, and yet the whole family. I mean,
the daughters, your daughters that were Wisconsin, right?
Wisconsin, she might end up being the best of all four of them.
Yeah.
And they were really good. What a family. What an athletic family. You know,
sometimes thanks,
Oh, hey, no, I didn't do anything.
You know what?
That was all you.
Honestly, though, Gary, I mean, you were a great soccer player in high school. I thought your son was going to go into soccer. I remember when he was young, he would score like 5 goals a game or something, wouldn't he?
Well, no.
But I mean, a
little bit slower foot. So you could tell soccer long term wasn't going to be his sport. It was great growing up. I think it's great for those kids. When they're young, play as many as you can, as many as you like, because what you're doing in soccer is going to help you in basketball. What you're doing in basketball is going to help you in football or baseball. So I think when they're young, try them all. Even when they get to high school, I think it's a little bit sad that these kids have to specialize or narrow it down. So I'm really, and even recruiting, I like the multi-sport kids, those kids that are playing football and soccer in the fall. All those things help him in the winter with basketball. But, yeah, you could tell long-term that wasn't going to be his thing, and then he eventually zeroed in on basketball, obviously, in high school and college. And then my daughter, same thing. She was good softball, volleyball, soccer a little bit when she was younger, and then honed in on basketball.
How's she doing at Wisconsin?
Good. I mean, their team is off to a good start. They've had a favorable schedule early. They've been at home and a lot of mid-majors at home. They just beat Butler two nights ago in double overtime. And then they'll have one more non-conference game on Friday. And then they start the Big Ten schedule, which on the men's side, everyone knows it's a terrific league. And then same thing on the women's side. And then they just added UCLA, USC, Washington, and Oregon. And those teams are excellent on the men and women's side. So I think they'll get a little bit more tested as they get into the conference. But she's doing well.
That's awesome. Gary, I was talking to Scott before we went on the air. And yesterday, Johnny and I were with the Bayport High School Football Championships. And just a great group of kids. I was talking to the coach, and he goes, these are good students, too. And then last night, I work at the new community shelter, and we had kids from Notre Dame serving food. I didn't know they were coming in. And, yeah, just make a comment on everybody talks about too much sports. But these sports athletes, these are good students. I mean, we are turning out people who are going to contribute, maybe not in the area of sports, but, you know, area of the medicine and politics and everything else. And I'm just so impressed that you coaches are not just X's and O's. You're really teaching them that, you know, there's a whole world out there for you.
Well, that's true, Mayor. And especially at St. Norbert, like we're required, I think, by our athletic department to do one community service project. But it's amazing. Our kids end up doing three or four. I know in Martin Luther King Day, our guys will get together and do something for a couple hours during the day. So, yeah, a lot of the focus is what they're doing on the court and their accomplishments. But there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that these kids are giving back to the community. And they're really well-rounded student-athletes, too.
Well, and just kudos to the coaches on that. I just think
we had
Sundance was talking about that. And you know, the coach yesterday and now, of course, Gary. And I just, you know, some guy who loves the community like everybody does, I just thanks for what you're doing. I'm not worried about the future.
No, and it's pretty, you know, when those kids, sometimes they're getting up in the morning to do some of those things. And the hardest part is just getting them up and moving. And same thing with like a morning practice. Oh, I got to get up. I got to do this. But once they're there and engaged and doing it, and after the fact, they're already looking back and say, wow, that was really neat. I'm glad we did that. So it's just a little thing for our guys to do some of those things, but it goes a long way in the community.
Boy, does it.
I was actually talking to somebody about Gary the other day. And one of the things I said that I thought was really cool is, you know, Gary could have gone and gotten another job.
Yeah.
He could have gone another level. I just love that he found that home there, puts in the work. It found a good spot in your, you know.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and you're, I'm like, hey.
Totally agree.
You can be happy and not always look for something grass is greener.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying he wouldn't eventually jump or didn't want, but what a cool little thing he's done there.
I've thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Unlike
someone
like.
Coach. You know, Coach Bennett always said that, you know, quality knows no divisions or boundaries or levels. And it doesn't matter if you're at Division I, Division II, Division III. You can pursue excellence right where you're at. And I've been fortunate to be in one place for 19 years now.
Wow. It's incredible. Mark, you're that old.
Yeah, I was just going to say, wow, 19 years. Wow. You know, I think, Gary, can you just talk a little bit about, and we've talked about on this program, about nutrition and strength conditioning. It's the things that, you know, the fans don't see that you're, for your guys, but it's really any program, doesn't matter what level, put in.
Well, I just got to say something, though, Mark. Gary, did you guys even have a weight room at GB versus what you guys have at St. Norbert?
We had kind of a makeshift weight room, you will. And we got by. I mean, it's come so far since then with the specialization, the training. The facilities have changed quite a bit. The old weight room was literally a closet that we worked out in now in the early 90s. It was a closet that they remade into a weight room. Yeah. So
it was where the John Deere was.
I think it was donated equipment, wasn't it, Gary, and stuff?
Yeah.
That's such a big part of it now, though, isn't it? But the thing that Mark always talks about here, when people think about weightlifting, back in my day, it was like, don't do that, you get muscle bound or whatever. But that is such a big thing in preventing injuries now, isn't it, Mark?
It is. I mean, and it's not just not lifting one day a week.
Yeah.
And I'm sure these guys have a complete routine that they do. It's just like Gary said, getting them there. It's a big thing. Making sure that they're moving.
Big part of it, isn't it, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think in the preseason, our guys were doing it 4 times a week, and we've been fortunate. Our athletic director, Cam Foote, we partnered with Synergy, and there's so many good strength and conditioning groups out there, but we've been fortunate to partner with Synergy and Scotty Smith's group over there.
Yeah.
So they're getting trained by the best. It's not me putting them through a workout. Scotty's over there and his team. So we've been pretty fortunate. And that's the preseason, 4 times a week. And then once we get into the season, depending on our game and practice and even this week exam schedule, they're still trying to get in there 2 or 3 times a week.
That's awesome. Well, Gary, one last thing. Give me another plug for your game tomorrow.
Yeah, we're Saturday home at 1 o'clock against Concordia Chicago. Next week, a week from Saturday, our last non-conference game at home will be UW Oshkosh at 1 o'clock. So we're home the next 2 Saturdays against some quality opponents.
Absolutely. Gary Gresh, thanks so much. Continued success to you and your family, buddy.
All right, thank you. Go Green Knights.
You got it. Thank you, G-Mac. All right, we'll be back with more. Back after this. I love you, Susan Q.
Like the way you walk. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back! What movie is this from? Famous scene. Apocalypse Now. Remember, it's when the Playboy bunnies came down and started dancing and did their whole thing?
Of course, that's why you remember it.
And one of the women, one of the dancers, was Judith Light, who played the mom in
Who's the Partridge Family?
No, Who's the Boss?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Hey, welcome back! Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 WGBW. And WISS. Gary Gresh in the house.
Get a look at the wall. John, we've only been here a year and a half.
I lost my train of thought.
W.
Gary, or Scott Van Cee, got to talk UW Green Bay basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Having some issues with some players.
Yeah.
But it seems like Doug Gottlieb said, okay, I'm drawing a line in the sand here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how we're going to do it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it's going to be done. If you don't like it, leave.
It's his house. He's building a house.
Absolutely.
He's got to make a foundation. I thought what he said was
you had a great
what
article
a coach
about
should
that.
Do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, first of all, I thought GB was going to be a lot better this year than they were, only because I thought the caliber of athlete that he was recruiting late, by the way. I mean, he didn't get a great chance to recruit, but I thought in the Horizon League they were going to be very competitive.
They might be.
No.
No, maybe that was one of the toughest non-conference schedules
I've
ever seen.
It was, but the fact that then they're started off 0-3 in conference. Milwaukee's good, but I mean, IUPUI is not like any Cleveland State's whatever. They lost to Campbell in non-conference. These are not great teams. So I don't know if you can all of a sudden just put it together that quickly. But sure, he's trying to build something. I think some of these kids are not going to be here next year through graduation or just the portal or just not being eligible. So I think this is going to take a little bit of time. And, you know, what's interesting for me is, and I'm not saying I think this is the problem, but I was very curious if they started off like this. Do people start to go, hey, Doug, this is a part-time job for you. You know, you're still really paying attention to your other job. Maybe if you would focus, is that going to start?
That's the white elephant.
And everybody talked about that when he came on. It's like, okay, coaches are, you know, this is your focus. This is, you know, this is where you got to nose to the grindstone. And then here's a guy that has, you know, a lot going on. Although I do, and he's been on this show here, he seems like he's saying the right things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and even when you, the article you wrote and some of the coverage on, look, this is the way we're going to sit a guy that's scoring 30 points. Yeah. I don't know that I would do that, but, and you listen to him and think, yeah, you are in charge.
Yeah. What I've loved about Doug the most, and I think it's because he's the radio media guy, but I mean, he will say things that coaches usually don't say.
I
mean, about the kid he benched, hey, I'm not going to play him if he's going to be a jerk out there. Like, it's just not what, you know.
I mean, that's basically what, in not candid. So many words, this is how it's going to be.
Right. Yeah. He's very candid, and building a culture takes some time. So we will see. Obviously, the kid he benched isn't going to be here next year because he's a senior.
Is he an NBA prospect?
You know, the Pelicans were there watching him the other day. That doesn't mean anything, but the interesting thing with him is very talented scorer, but you know, he's not going to win a defensive award.
Right.
He doesn't rebound. But he's a pretty special talent shooting.
And he's fun to watch. I think he, you know, you talk about filling the seats and that's not their main priority, but man, he is fun to watch.
He is. I mean, he can shoot from anywhere on the court.
And he doesn't miss.
No. You know? And sometimes, you know, because he does shoot from everywhere and they go in, you're like, wow. But then when he misses one, it's like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know,
because
they look really bad. But I mean, the thing that's surprising to me is when you have a 28-point scorer, usually in basketball, Mino, that makes you competitive. That usually gives you, you know, I mean, there's five guys. Usually you're 500 at least, but I mean, they're just, now they don't play defense at all. Talk about Gary playing defense.
Yeah.
This team does not play any of it. So.
Well, let me ask you something though, Scott. And the NIL has been such a big issue. How tough is it for UW Green Bay to keep a kid who has a great season?
Almost impossible. I mean, you even saw it last year with Noah Reynolds, who had his brother here coaching, who had one of his coaches at Wyoming here as the head coach, and he even left because he obviously could go bigger, make more money. So now it's more one of those feeder systems that you see for like middle schools to high schools. Now that's what a GB is.
That's got to be. Even like when we were at the Phoenix Steak Fry.
Yeah.
And Mark Murphy said, you know, I was for many years a college athletic director. I can't think of a tougher job right now.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, in the history of sports or coach, this is so tough on those people, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And that's where it's like, so as you're trying to build this culture, what I'm curious about is he's sending a message, but isn't it going to be a whole new team next year that didn't know about that culture that you said? I mean, it's like,
good point.
Just don't know how many of these guys come back.
And those schools like GB, I mean, do you really want to coach a feeder school? You know what I mean? Like, I think they'll still be able to recruit great coaches. Yeah. Like, I think they've had the last two seem like.
Well, they're paying the coaches these days. Dick Bennett told me he started out at $43,000 a year, and that was including teaching like three classes.
Yeah. Well, now it's actually not just the players, but for coaches. I mean, Wardle and the Kowalczyks, they stayed here a while, but now for these coaches, it's, hey, if I can build something quick, I'm trying to get another job because I can't consistently win here because of.
You got to strike where the fire's hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. But you have to give him credit that he's putting his foot down saying,
I agree.
You know what? If I'm here 1 year or if I'm here three, I'm going to do it my way.
Yep.
Because he's not going to, you know, if you let the players dictate, man, you could lose it. So it's a slippery slope there.
Yeah,
so
like
you got to give Coach Gottlieb credit.
Right. Like anything. However, I don't know anything about coaching, but it's different than the old days. I mean, they really talk. Even when we had Sundance on here, even that kid, that coach yesterday, it's like, you know, it's more than the X's and O's, you know? And I think that's a tough, tough job. And then you put in this whole portal stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't want that job either.
I mean, you don't know literally from week to week almost, you know, if somebody's recruiting your kid, because you know that's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know behind the tables.
Come February.
Because you know what? Every player that's good has a guy in
telling
the background.
Him, whispering in his
has
ear.
A guy
totally.
In the background.
I can make you
the
a
bag
lot.
Man. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back in more right after this.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.